Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk Bunkel. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the seventh day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Yesterday on the program, we were supposed to have Rabbi Abraham Scheinberg speak, but he wasn't able to make it due to his father being ill. I had shared Rabbi Scheinberg's father's name and asked all of you to daven for him. However, despite our tefillot, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the master of the world, had other plans, and I'm saddened to share that Rabbi Aryeh Scheinberg of San Antonio passed away just a little earlier today. Baruch Dayan Ha'ana. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Mizrahi of Congregation Heart of Lebanon in Brooklyn, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, and so immediately followed by Rabbi Mizrahi slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it'll be followed by the Mishabirach, Lecholim, and Achinim. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mizrahi.
Rav Naftali, thank you so much. Hashem Yishmorecha. Very sorry to hear about the loss of the dear rabbi. He should, Bezat Hashem, be a mivitz yosher, an advocate for the entire family and for the entire kehila and for all of Am Yisrael. And the family should lo yosifun l'da'ava, or they should only have sason b'simcha yasigu v'nasu yakon v'ayincha. And Bezat Hashem, we should be zocheh that he should share with us only smachot v'kehil, great news, and to hear the Mishach Sirkenu b'merabi amenu, amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much for having us on this call. It's really a tremendous zechut. And I'm very happy to hear that this OU teleconference is still going on. When I got the call earlier this week, hearing that it's still happening, even though COVID is in a way behind us, OU realizes whether it's behind us or not, our tefillot are needed, and the wake-up call is there, and we cannot stay the same people as we were pre-COVID. And continuing with this beautiful program, I think, is very inspiring and very needed. It really sends home the message very clearly. It wasn't about COVID. It was about our tefillot and our Torah. And you are strongly sending that message. That's a message that I got when I heard that this is still going on, and that we hear it's still going on. It's really amazing. Keep up the beautiful work. You should have tremendous hatzlacha and all of your phenomenal avodat Hashem. Thank you again for inviting us to this beautiful shiur. And we really appreciate it. We'd like to share with you a small thought on this week's parasha, Parashat Chukat, where we all know about what happens in this week's parasha. Our great leader and the greatest Navi that ever lived, Moshe Rabbeinu, unfortunately does not go into Eretz Yisrael because of what happens in this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of speaking to the rock, he hits the rock. And water comes out. The same result, but like the Torah says, Ya'an asher lo he'emantem bila ha'pisheni. The Kiddush Hashem did not happen. Instead of speaking to the rock, they hit the rock. You're right, water came, but the effect wasn't the same. And that's why on Moshe Rabbeinu's unbelievable level, he is not zocher on this, because of this averah, if you want to call it, if we could even say such word about Moshe Rabbeinu, because of what happened. He doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael. And the begging question is, what's the difference if you speak to a rock or you hit a rock? At the end of the day, I think it's a phenomenal miracle that water came from a rock. Enough water to give 2 to 3 million people to drink, let alone the cattle, let alone the donkeys. There were 54 million donkeys leaving Egypt. Every Jew that left had 90 donkeys, the Midrash says. 90 times 600,000 is 54 million donkeys in a desert where there is no well, where there is no spring. How in the world is there water coming from a rock? That's a miracle. I think that's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I think that would have been on the front of every international newspaper.
Kiddush Hashem. Hashem hu ha'elokim. Hashem hu ha'elokim. And that's going to be on the front. Moshe Rabbeinu hit a rock and water came. I think that's a phenomenal Kiddush Hashem. Where is the Kiddush Hashem lacking? And a beautiful perush that I saw in a sefer called Benoam Siach by Rabbi Eliav Edri. He brings a Yalkut Shimoni. And this famous Yalkut Shimoni says, what was Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to tell the rock anyway? He was supposed to speak to the rock what? Could I have water? Just to talk to a rock? Could you please? The rock is unresponsive. The rock is inanimate. What was he supposed to tell the rock exactly anyways? And this Yalkut Shimoni phenomenally says that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to teach the rock Torah. And when Bnei Yisrael see what happens when a rock is taught Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu would verbalize words of Torah to a rock, and all of a sudden water would start rushing out, Bnei Yisrael would have learned on an unbelievable level the magnitude and the power of our Torah, the power of the Torah to bring beracha. Imagine I stood next to a pump in Brooklyn, New York, and I started teaching it the first perek of Masechet Berachot. And I said to the pump, Me'ematai korin et shema da'adi. And you would see water come out. What would you think? Torah, only Torah. Unbelievable. We would have a division in our business for marketing. We would have a division for advertising. We would have a division for financing. And we would have a division, first and foremost, for Bnei Torah. We have kolelim in our businesses because we know the Torah brings beracha. Imagine you stood next to an ATM machine. Imagine you took a tissue box off your table and you spoke Torah to the tissue box. And all of a sudden, $100 bills would start coming out. We would see the power of Torah. And we would drop everything. We'd realize, wow, look at the power of one word of Torah. And that's really what's marvelous about this beautiful teleconference call that OU is continuing. That someone could say, this is not an hour shiur, this is not a daf yomi class, this is not 45 minutes, it's not a half hour halakha class. This is, at the end of the day, a 5 minute divrei Torah with Tehillim. What is 5 minutes worth? God forbid someone could ask that. And from this week's parasha, we see what one mishnah is worth. How if the rock was taught one mishnah, one word of Torah, look how much beracha you bring, let alone a sentence of Torah, let alone a minute of Torah, let alone 5 minutes of Torah. What's 5 minutes of Torah? This week's parasha teaches us very clearly what 1 second of Torah is worth. You know, not every parent has a child that, as they're young, especially when they're growing up and they're friends and sometimes they want to go biking, could they appreciate to sit down and learn Torah with their daddy? They're little kids. It takes time to develop them, to mature, to appreciate. So, my child, Baruch Hashem, you know, he goes to school, he goes to Atir Torah, a wonderful school. He comes home, and I love to learn with him. Obviously, it's going to be a little challenging to sit down for an hour, especially after a whole day, especially after he has to do homework. So I made this, you know, deal with him. I said, Tadi, come, how about we learn one Mishnah a day, Perkavo? And someone could say, what's one Mishnah going to do? Well, one Mishnah in this week's parasha teaches us how much one Mishnah is worth. One Mishnah is worth a lot. Yeah, I'll take two. You have 2 minutes? Beautiful. Right after you've done 2 minutes, you run Torah with daddy, on your way, go back outside and ride your bike. But it gives him, I think, and certainly gives me, the realization and the appreciation for every moment of Torah. You're right, maybe you can't learn right now the whole day. But could you do a minute? Could you do 2 minutes? Could you do a Mishnah? That's unbelievable. And that's the message that we're learning from this week's parasha, in a way, from the rock, that Moshe Rabbeinu would have taught a rock Torah. And again, not in any way criticizing Chas v'Shalom on any level, in any way, God forbid, Moshe Rabbeinu. But our rabbis tell us that's what could have happened. And that's the message that we have to learn from our great leader, the greatest leader who gave us the Torah, brought the Torah for us. Moshe Rabbeinu loves Torah, and he wants Bnei Yisrael to learn Torah. Bezat Hashem will be zocheh, to always get closer and closer to Borei Olam through our Torah, through our mitzvot. And realizing, even in our busy schedules, even in our busy days, even on our vacation days, but we never take a vacation from Torah. We never leave the Torah on the shelf. We never leave it back at home. Wherever we go, we always take the Sefarim with us. We always take Torah with us. We always kovei timba Torah. Like it says, Echad amarbe ve'echad amamit, whether you're able to do a lot, whether you're able to do a little, but to kovea itim, to designate time every single day for Torah, a lot or a little bit, to each their own, whatever they can do, but not to have a day missed, to not have a day pass without learning Torah, and be'ezrat Hashem b'zchut the Torah, u'bizvachet t'si v'geulah shelema, that will be be'ezrat Hashem itbarach b'mehera b'yameinu, spiritually in our days, amen v'amen, t'skul l'mitzvot. And thank you for joining. We're going to continue with the Tehillim. We're going to start with Perek Kaf. That's chapter 20 in Tehillim. And we're going to recite the Tehillim slowly for everybody to say along with us. Natzeach Mizmor leDavid. Ya'anecha Adonai beYom Tzara. Yesagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. ומציון יסעדך, יזכור כל מנחותך, ועולתך ידשן תלה. ייתן לך חלבבך, וכל עצתך ימלא. מרננה בשועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נגדול. ימלא אדוני כל משאלותך. אתה ידעתי, כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים. ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קוראנו. But that's Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir HaMa'alot, Imamakim Kiraticha Adonai. Adonai Shim'a Bekoli, Tiyena Oznecha Kashuvot Lekol Tachanunoi. Im Avonot Tishmor Yah, Adonai Mi Ya'amod, Ki Imecha Selicha Lema'an Tivare. Kiviti Adonai Kivveta Nafshi, Vedidvaro Pohalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, Meshomerim l'Boker, Shomerim l'Boker. Yahel Yisrael el Adonai, Ki'im Adonai ha'hesed, Ve'harbe imo fedut. Ve'hu yifte et Yisrael, Mikol avonotav, Mi sheberach avotinu ha'kedoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, David u'Shlomo, Hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yitzor v'yirapeh, את כל חולי עמו ישראל, ובפרט ישלח רפואה שלמה. Please insert your own names. אלנה רפנה לה, אלנה רפנה לה, ירצון שיהיה להם רפואה שלמה בכל אבריהם ובכל גידיהם, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, וכן יהי רצון ונאמר אמן. יזכו למצוות.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Mizrahi. Again, I apologize to everyone for the issues we had with the call. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, the tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Adam Freiberg of the Young Israel of Hollywood in Hollywood, Florida. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.